Today's shiur is Masechta Sota Daf Lamed Hey. We will begin on Daf Lamed Dal Amud Beis, the last words on Amud V'Yishuvu Mitor Ha'aretz. The Gemara continues to discuss the parasha of the Meraglim. Says the Gemara, V'yelchu V'yivou, the Pasuk says V'yelchu V'yivou. So of course the question is that it seems that the word V'yelchu is superfluous. If V'yivou, if they arrived, what does it have to say, V'yivaya Moshe, that they arrived to Moshe Rabbeinu? So obviously, they arrived there by coming there. Why must the Pasuk use the word V'yelchu? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shem Shimon ben Yochai, Makash Halicha, what the Torah wants to teach us is to connect the way the Meraglim went to Eretz Yisrael, Makash Halicha Labia, to the way they came back. Mabia, when they came back from Eretz Yisrael, they certainly already had bad intention, Be'etzirah. Afalicha tells us the Gemara that they left with Afalicha Be'etzirah, they went with bad intention. And even though, as we know, the Pasuk says, regarding the Meraglim, Kulam Anoshim, and the definition of Kulam Anoshim means that they were all great people, still, even though they were great people, they didn't have, even when they go, they didn't have the best of intentions. And I saw the Mefarshim explain, why does the Gemara have to indicate that they didn't have the best intention when they went? So the Mefarshim explained that there's a rule that shluchei mitzvah, that somebody who goes on a trip for doing a mitzvah, ain't in the zaykim. They don't get hurt. Yet here, the Meraglim, who presumably went on a shlichus mitzvah, we find ended up not in a great place. It must be that if they've left with not the proper intention, that's why, even though they were shlichus mitzvah, it did not help them when from not coming to what happened. The Pasuk says, V'sapruloi, and they told Moshe Rabbeinu V'yibonu, V'yayim Banu, and they said what they saw in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Pasuk continues saying, V'ksiv, the Pasuk says further, Efes ki az ha'am. The people were very strong. What does that mean? What they meant to say, says the Gemara, is Amar Rav Yochanan, Meshim Rameya, Kol Lashon Hara, She'em by Emes, Devar Emes, if there's no truth to something which is Lashon Hara, it won't be accepted. And as the Morale explains, we know the Gemara says, Sheker ein loy reglayim. Something which is not true doesn't have any kiyum, can't be sustained. And therefore, they had no choice but they started with saying positive, because they recognized that if they're not gonna begin on that track, then what they say will totally not be accepted. V'yas Kalev is Amal Moshe. And the Pasuk says that Kalev got everybody quiet. So the Gemara wants to know, how was he able to do so? If the Meraglim was so intent on saying negative, how was he able to turn this around? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Shesison Bedvorim. What he did was, he started to speak, and they thought what he's going to say was negative. And since they thought that what he's going to say was negative, so they all thought that he was part of their group. And since they thought that he's part of their group, so they would let him to say. What did he say? Pasuk Yeshua, the Kama, the Mishtai, Yeshua started speaking positively about Eretz Yisrael. V'amrile, so they said to Yeshua, Dein Rosh Kitay Yemale, somebody who doesn't have children should say, who's he to talk? And as the Mefarshim point out, that he did have daughters, but the bottom line is he didn't have children. And furthermore, they said that Yeshua is going to be the person that is going to inherit Moshe Rabbeinu. And they knew that Yeshua is only going to inherit Moshe Rabbeinu after they get to Eretz Yisrael. So they knew that Yeshua was very anxious for them to get into Eretz Yisrael, because that's when he'll get this important position. So they said that he's partial. We should not accept what he said. Omar, so at this point, Kolov understood. If I start saying also positive things about Eretz Yisrael, Amri b'Milsa, they'll start saying something about me as well. V'chamsonly, and that's how going to stop me from speaking. So the Ben Yoyada asks, what could I have said negative about Yeshua? He says that they could have said Yeshua by Kalev, that Kalev went, as we learned in our previous year, to Hebron. And as we also learned in our previous year, when he came to Hebron, he met the Anokim. And he'll say that he made a deal with the Bnei Anok. They'll say about him that he made a deal with the Bnei Anok that they should, that he'll bring Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, and they will then kill him, and he will have some benefit from it. So what he said was, Amalehem, V'chi zu b'var osu lo ben Amram, is this the only thing that Ben Amram did for us? And as I saw many of Farshim explain, calling somebody Ben Amram is not a proper way of calling somebody. So they thought, oh, he must probably is an enemy of Moshe Rabbeinu, just like we are, because he's using the word Ben Amram. So certainly they assumed, Savra, they all thought, that he's going to be saying something negative about Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Ishtiku, they were all quiet and to hear what he has to say. Amalhu, but then he said to them, look who Moshe Rabbeinu is. Hatzionim and Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that took us out of Mitzrayim, the Karlonus Hayam, and led us through the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Chilonus Amon, and brought them on. Moshe Rabbeinu, he said to them, Im Yomer, if Moshe Rabbeinu will tell us, Asay Sumais, make ladders, Ve'olulah Rekia, and go up to the Shemayim, Loi Nishmalai, shouldn't we listen to him? Moshe Rabbeinu has such an incredible, so to speak, track record. So he said, Ola Nala, let us go, and certainly, the Yerashnu Isai, we will be able to succeed in conquering and Yisrael. So the Masha explains that what he meant to say was that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to Yisrael, we won't be able to leave at Yisrael. And that's why because they made that terrible rumor about Eretz Yisrael, that were, so to speak, stuck there, the Beis Hamikdash was ultimately destroyed, and we actually went into Galus. The Shmir Saloshin from the Chavetz Chaim, in the Shmir Saloshin, the Chavetz Chaim tries to understand how did the Meraglim come to where they were. As we keep on saying, that they were great people, and how did they fall so fast? So he explains that the Yetzer Hara works in very cunning ways. He's always trying to succeed to bring down the person. So what he'll do is, sometimes he'll try to convince the person that he's very great, and sometimes he'll try to convince the person that you're not that great. The Meraglim certainly were people who believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever he wants. But what happened was, what the Yetzer Hara did was, that he tried to convince them, in order that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to take us into Eretz Yisrael, we have to be people who are worthy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take us into Eretz Yisrael. And he tried to convince them, you're not those people that are worthy. And that's why they ended up saying what they said. It says the Pasuk, Hanoshim Asha'olu Imai, after Kalev made his very positive remarks, the other people who were there said, Loi Nuchal, Amar Chanina Ba Papa, we can't. Amar Chanina Ba Papa, Dava Godl Dibra Meragam Oishashah. The Meragam said something extremely serious. They said, Ki Chazuk Mimenu, Atik Mimenu, Ela Mimenu. Don't say that it means that the people in Eretz Canaan are stronger than us, but what they meant to say was Elamimenu, they're even stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachal afilu balabayis, eina yachal ha'itzi kel misham. That it's such a place that no one could survive in conquering Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Echels Yishver, says the Gemara, Darish Rava, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Cheshefti L'Toiv. What happened was that they said that we went at Yisrael, they saw a lot of levayas, they saw a lot of funerals. So they used that as a proof that Eretz Yisrael is a dangerous place. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Cheshefti L'Toiv. I really meant good. And they turned it around. What does that mean? My intention was wherever the Meraglim arrived, the important people passed away. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention was that they should be busy with the funeral, and they won't be thinking about the Meraglim. Vikadamri, what happened was, Eov Nafshe, at that time was the time when Eoi passed away. Then everybody was preoccupied with his Levaya, with his Hesped, and therefore nobody paid attention on the Meraglim. And Haim Choshvu L'ra, but they interpreted how terrible it is that Eretz Echelos Yeshveha. I saw a pshat that what happened was, the Meraglim, the Eoiv died, and Eoiv was the greatest person that lived in Eretz Canaan at that time. And they were all protected by his schus. They were all protected by his schus. And what really happened was they took it the wrong way. So Demri Emes asks a question. Demri Emes asks, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it in a way that it should be to our benefit. But they didn't recognize that. So why are we so upset with them, so to speak? So says the Imri Emes, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person an Nisayon, he only gives him an Nisayon that he has the ability to withstand. And here, they didn't withstand an Nisayon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests them, and we did not rely, and we have to come up to the plate and be strong. And the fact that they didn't come up to the plate means that they failed their test. Says the Gemara, we were in their eyes like grasshoppers. We were in their eyes as grasshoppers, and how do they look at us? Aramashasha, Meraglim Shakri Hava. The Meraglim were liars. Bishlama, this that they said about themselves, that we felt like we were grasshoppers in their eyes. I could feel a certain way, and they reported how they felt. Ella, the Kain Hayinu Beinehem, that they thought that we were grasshoppers. Says the Manav Yadi, how do we know? How did they know that that's what the Kananim were thinking about them? Says the Maravalohi, they weren't lying. He says, Kavamavri. Aveli, as we just learned, says the Gemara, they were having many levayas. And after levaya takes place, the first meal is the Sudas Avraah. So since there were so many levayas, they were sitting out in the field having the Sudas Avraah. Tursi Arzi Havi Bavri. They sat under the trees. The Chazinu, and when they saw, when the Meraglim saw these people, the Meraglim, in order to not be caught by the Kananim, went up the trees. The Shami the Kamri, and they overheard the Kananim speaking to each other, and they were saying, it looks to us like there are people who look like grasshoppers who are climbing up the trees. And that's how they realized, that's how they recognized that they were thought of as if they were grasshoppers. The Tisa called Edom Yitno is Kolam VeYifku. After this entire episode, everybody started crying. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Oy Siyoyim, this entire story took place Erev Tisha B'Av Hayu, took place at Erev Tisha B'Av. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Hein Bachu B'Chiyah Shel Chinam. There was nothing to be upset. Eretz Yisrael was something that Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu, guaranteed to us. And they didn't react properly. So he says, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'ani Ekvelem B'Chiyah L'Doyrus. We know that Tisha B'Av has become the day of Tzoros for Klal Yisrael. And as the Inyan Yaakov explains, every time Klal Yisrael is punished in their history, part of the reason for their punishment goes back to the chait of the Meraglim. So that's why, explains the Inyan Yaakov, Tisha B'Av was the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, which is directly connected to the Meraglim, which also happened on that day. After the Meraglim continued, Yeshua and Kalev wanted to still say that Eretz Yisrael is great and they have nothing to worry about. Everybody wanted to stone Yeshua and Kalev. And then the pasuk says, "Ukvayt Hashem nira ba'ayil ma'ed." Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, "Melamed shenatlu avonim v'zarku klapim ma'ala." Not only did they try to hurt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshua and Kalev, they wanted to hurt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Maral explains, certainly nobody could fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What kind of a ridiculous thing is to throw stones at Hashem? So the Maral explains what happened was that Yeshua and Kalev were really just the shlichim. Yeshua and Kalev were just the messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you're angry at the messenger, you're not really angry at the messenger. You're really angry at the one who sent that messenger. So when they showed this terrible anger towards Yeshua and Kalev, what they were really showing is that they were angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, V'yemusu hanoshim moitzi dibas hara ra b'magefa. Not only did they die, they died in a horrible death. What was it? Their tongues were expelled from the body, and hit their stomachs. And there were worms that came out of their tongues. The nechnasayz b'tiburim would enter their stomach, b'tiburim minechnas l'sham. They went right into the whole body and ate up the whole body. Rav Nachman and destroyed the body. Rav Nachman b'yitzakam b'asra meisa. And all the mafarshim explain that this was mida k'neged mida. Their avera was that they spoke what they weren't supposed to speak, and that's why they were punished this way. The Ben Yoyada explains the Gemara that the pasuk says, Al tiri talas Yaakov. And Chazal explained, Ma talazu, just like when we speak about a worm, Ein le'apeh, doesn't have the ability to speak, Kach Yisrael, Ein lem elapihem. What happened is that Ma talas Ein le'apeh, it makes the silk through its mouth, Kach Yisrael, Ein lem elapeh. Our strength, the strength of Klal Yisrael, is our mouth, that we should use it in the proper way. And if they didn't use the mouths in the proper way, they ended up being punished. Says the Gemara, we go back to what we discussed in our previous shiur, that Klal Yisrael, as they went to Eretz Yisrael, led by Yeshua, went through the Yarden, and the pasuk described how all of Klal Yisrael went through the Yarden. Says the Gemara, Kivin Shaul Achron Shem Yisrael Min HaYarden, when the last a member of Klal Yisrael passed through the Yarden, says the Gemara Chazar Mayim L'Kayma, the water went back to where it was. Shenemar, the pasuk says, V'hi ba'alois ha-Kahanim noisi orim bris Hashem b'toich ha-Yarden, as the Kahanim left the Yarden, nitu kapas rag v'Kahanim al-Kharava, the feet of the Kahanim were on the dry ground, v'yishuvim ha-Yarden l'Mekayimam, v'yeichu the water went back to where it was. Nimtza, says the Gemara, so what was the situation? Aaron the Noisav, the people who were carrying the Aaron, and the Kahanim were on Tzarechar, on the east side of the Yarden. Yisrael, Klal Yisrael B'tzarech was on the west side of the Aron. And then how did the Kohanim and those that were carrying the Aron get from the east side to the west side? It says the Gemara of Nosa Aronus. Now Yosef, the Aron carried those people that were carrying the Aron. Shenema, v'hi kashatam kol om lavor v'yava aron Hashem v'kahanim ufnei ha'am. V'adav hazeh, says the Gemara, here we see the power of the Aron. The Aron takes care of Klal Yisrael. And what happened was, Nenesh Uzzah, we discussed this in our previous year, when David HaMelech brought the Aron from Kiryas Yorim, the Pasuk says, V'yavoy ad koirin kidoin, V'yishlach ozes yodei leches as Aron. The Aron was on a wagon, and Uzzah was concerned that the Aron is going to fall, so he tried to balance it. Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't have to do, you shouldn't be doing this for the Aron, because the Aron, Noisa, the Aron carries the people that carry, carries the people that carry it. Atzmai, it certainly could take care of Hashem. And the Pasuk says at that point, V'yicha af Hashem b'uzoi, V'yakeu Hashem alakim ala shal v'yom Hashem. Says the Gemara, what does this mean? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar dispute how to explain the word shal. Charamar al iske shaloi. That means that because the way he treated the Aron, he tried to balance the Aron, which was, as we just learned, improper. That's why he was punished. Charamar shasa tzrocha b'fonav. He used the bathroom in front of the Aron. So I saw the shlo explains according to the first pshat. The Gemara is teaching us a lesson. You know, at the end of the day, if we think about it, says the Shalah, he really was trying to do the right thing. He saw that Aaron was unbalanced and he tried to balance it. Why was he punished? So he explains that a person should think about what he's doing. And he should think, is it necessary for me to study the Aaron? Saying that I just did it is not acceptable. Because a person always has to think, is what I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing? The Mefarshim say that, of course, he did not use the bathroom in front of the Aron. But what happened was, he didn't put up a proper mechitza. He didn't properly put up a proper partition between him and the Aron when he went to the bathroom. Yom Hashem, Emaroyin al-Kim, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Uzzah ba'al olam haba. Uzzah, even though we're learning now that he was punished, he still had olam haba, because the pasuk says shenemar. The pasuk says aroin elokim mar aroin loolam kayim. Just like the Aron is forever, af Uzzah ba'al olam haba, Uzzah will continue to exist in olam haba. And the Eitz Yosef explains, because Uzzah did not do anything deliberately terrible. He steadied the Aron, as we learned, he shouldn't have, but it wasn't that he really deliberately showed disrespect to the Aron, or he used the bathroom. It wasn't that he didn't put up a partition. He didn't put up the proper partition. And that's why he doesn't deserve not to have Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, V'yichel David, the Pasuk says, V'yichel David, ala shepart Hashem peretz b'uzah. Amar b'loza, nishtanu panav k'charora. David's face became ash in like a coal. El me'ato, says the Gemara, if that's the klase, is it that's the din? Is that the definition? El kol heichad k'siv v'yichar hachinami. Is that the way to always explain the definition of the word v'yichar? Says the Gemara, no. Hosom, the pasuk says af. Hachalai k'siv af. Only when it says v'yichar, without the word af, that's when we have to be concerned. Says the Ben Yoyada, because we need to explain this, because we can't, of course, assume that David HaMelech would be upset at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Of course, David HaMelech would accept whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So we have to understand he was feeling bad, but not, Chas V'Shalom, upset at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mashah says that what it means is that David HaMelech felt somewhat responsible, because it was David HaMelech who put the Aron on the wagon, which ultimately led Uzzah to do the wrong thing. Darash Rava, Mamnei Man Nenesh David, Indeed, why was David HaMelech punished that Uzzah was passed away partially because of his responsibility? It says the Gemara Mnei Shekaru L'Divrei Torah's Mirus. David HaMelech did not speak at the Torah properly. He called them like a song, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Shenemar Smiris Hayli Chukecha Bebeis Megurei. Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to David HaMelech, Divrei Torah, when we speak about the Divrei Torah, Shekasu Behen, that it says regarding the Divrei Torah, Hesaf Enecha Baveinenu, if you close your eyes, you'll forget the Torah. The only way you could remember the Torah is by constantly learning and reviewing the Torah. At the Koran, I say, Zmiris, you call it like a song. Hareni Mechshilcha, I'm going to cause that you should make a mistake. Shafil Tanais Kabes Rabban Yodin, I say, that even young children know that that's not the right thing to do. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ulvnei Kos Loi Nosan, the Vnei Kahos did not get wagons. The job of the Levim were to transport the Mishkan. They didn't get wagons because they carried the Aron, and the Aron is not put into the wagon. And now Iu Isi Bagelta, he put it in to a wagon, and that's what caused him to make this, to cause this series of events. The pasuk says that when Gemara continues speaking about the Aron being taken from the Plishtim, the pasuk says, V'yar, V'yach ba'anshe be'shema, k'ra ba'aron. Says Gemara, what's pshat? Meshum the role. Because they saw the Aron v'yach, they were punished. Says the Gemara, Rav Avuva Rav Elozer. Chad Amar, one says, K'ayinu m'shtachan hayu. They were middle of work, and just as they're working, they bow down to the Aron. That isn't the proper respect that the Aron deserves. V'chad Amar, mili mili hayu Amar. They said this respectful things to the Aron. Man amrich de marasach. Who caused you to get angry and didn't save you from being captured? A man oslach de faisach. And who can make you happy? A very disrespectful way of addressing the Aron. V'yach ba'om. Shivim ish v'chamishim elef ish. Rebavu Rebbe Loza. Chanama shivim ish chayu. That there were 70 people from Beit Shemesh who died, the call echad ve'echad, but every one of those 70 people, shokel, was as great as chamishim elef, as 50,000 people. The chanamar, chamishim elef passed away, the call echad ve'echad, and every one of those 50,000 people passed away, is shokel to Shimon Sanhedrin, was as great as the 70 members of the Sanhedrin. Dean Yaakov explains that what was the issue of the machloikis about the Aron. So Dean Yaakov explains they thought, some of them thought that showing respect to the Aron while they are working is actually the right thing to do. To show that even while we're working, we're thinking about the Aron. That's why he says the Pshat is they spoke disrespectfully to Aron. Another man, Dama, says as much as we're supposed to be thinking about Avodas Hashem all the time, when the Aron passes by, we're supposed to stop whatever we're doing and just think about the Aron. The Pasuk discusses that David HaMelech, after Uzzah died, did not want to bring the Aron right away to Yerushalayim. So he left the Aron in the home of Ovid Edom Hagiti. And it was there for 3 months. And Aron and Ovid Edom's home family was blessed, and after that, Aron was taken to Yerushalayim. And the pasuk says, as they're transporting the Aron, and now they wanted to correct any mistake that they made, so they brought it to Yerushalayim with tremendous kavod. The pasuk says, "V'hi k'tzadu noisei Aron Hashem shisha tzadim v'yazbach shor mri." The ksiv that they brought after every 6 steps. These animals. Then the pasuk says, Shiva parim v'shiva elim. They didn't bring just one animal, 7 animals. So says the Gemara, what happened? Amar Papa Bashmul, a kol psiu psiya. For every step that they took, they brought shor mri. And a kol sheish sheish psiyas. And after they took 6 steps, they brought shiva parim v'shiva elim. Amar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says to Rav Papa Bashmul, If that's pshat in the pasuk, im kain meleisos kol eretz yisrael bamos. You have filled up all of eretz yisrael with bamos. They were bringing such an enormous amount of kabanos. Amar Rav Chisda, a kol sheish v'sheish psius. After every six steps, they brought a shor mari, and then a kol shish sedarim sheish psius. And after they took six series of these six steps, then they brought shiva parim shem elam less kabanos. Ksiv. Ask the Gemara. The pasuk says, "V'yovai ad garin kidoin." But then that's the pasuk in Divrei Yom, says the Gemara. But the pasuk says in Shmuel that v'yovayu ad garin nochon. So what was the place, kidoin or gochon? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, betchila kidoin. Kidoin means a sword. First, the aron was like a sword that it caused them to die, and afterwards, when they transported the aron properly, ulpsoif nochon, at the end, they, when it was done properly, then everything was a tremendous bracha. Nimchus ata oimer. So the Gemara goes back to the story of the Yarday. Shloishim min avon haya. Three times that Klal Yisrael take stones. Shenemar echad sheikim moshim ba'arvus ma'ev. Once when Echad on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, when Moshe Rabbeinu reviewed the Torah with Klal Yisrael and taught it to them in 70 languages, Shenema, as the pasuk says, Beva Yarden Beretz Moiv Hoyel Moshe Be'er as a Torah Azois, and we know because that Moshe Rabbeinu also put up stones, because here it says the word Be'er, and further, and then it says Lahalon by Moshe Rabbeinu telling Yeshua that they should put up stones, Bahar Grizim, Bahar Evil. The pasuk says, the Kusafta Lame is called Divrei Torah Azois, Be'er Heitev. So we learn Exer Shava, Be'er Be'er, that just like by Yeshua he put up stones, so too the Moshe Rabbeinu put up stones. Ve'echet Sheikim Yeshua B'toicha Yardin. The other one is what Yeshua put up on the Yardin. Shnema, Ushtem Esri Avonim, Heikim Yeshua B'toicha Yardin. Yeshua put up 12 stones in the Yardin. Ve'echet Shehekim b'Gilgal, and one that Yeshua then put up on the Gilgal. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, v'shteim esrei avonim elu ashalachu, that they put up in the Gilgal. The pasuk says that Klal Yisrael put up the stones by Har Grizim and Har Evil, and the pasuk says that the Torah was written on those stones. The pasuk says v'kamaisul chavonim gedolos. The Sadata Oysom Basid, the Kosafta Leim Es Kol Divrei Torah Zois. You should write the entire Torah on those stones. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. Ketzad Kosvi Yisrael Satorah. Exactly how did Klal Yisrael write the Torah? Rabbi Yudaimer, Agaba Avonim Kosvua. They wrote it on the stones. Shenemar, the Kosafta Avonim Es Kol Divrei Torah Zois. Achakach, and after they put it on the stones, Sado Oysom Basid, they covered it with plaster. So the Iyun Yaakov asks, why would they cover Divrei Torah with plaster? So he says, because they Klal Yisrael knew that they're going to go into Golus. And they wanted to teach that the Torah needs to remain with us, that the Torah needs to remain with us forever. And that's why they covered it with plaster to teach us that we must always remain connected to the Torah, even when we're suffering, going into Golus. I also saw the Shaios HaTshuvos Ponim Meiris, based on this Gemara, discusses a question where there's a shul that on the walls of the shul, there are psukim written on the shul, on the walls of the shul, and now they want to paint those walls. And the Ponim Meiris discusses, is one allowed to paint those walls? Is it considered as if erasing the words of the Torah that are written on those walls? So he wants to say, well, we just learned in our Gemara that the Divrei Torah were written on the stones, and even though the Divrei Torah were written on stones, they covered that with plaster. So shouldn't that be a proof that one is allowed to cover the stone walls? So he says, it's not the same at all. When they put plaster, he explains, on those walls, when you put plaster on the words of the Torah, the plaster was put in a way that it could easily be scraped off. And since it could easily be scraped off, it's not considered as if you're erasing the words of the Torah, the name of Hashem. But if the plaster is put on in a way that when you're going to scrape off the paint, the words of the Torah will be erased, that's not permissible to be done. Rav Shimon says to him, to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you suggest that they wrote the Divrei Torah and covered it with plaster? How did they learn the Torah if it was covered? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them wisdom. They sent their scribes, the Kilfos Asid, for Siyua. They were able to scrape off the plaster and they took the Divrei Torah. They now made the Torah available to them, and even though they had the Torah available to them, they didn't take advantage. And as I saw, Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Umas Olam an opportunity to learn the Torah, and they didn't take that opportunity. That's why they are punished. So there are two questions that are asked. One question is that the halacha is we're not allowed to teach an Akum Torah. So why are we upset that they had the Torah and they didn't take an advantage? We're not allowed to teach them Torah. We're not allowed to teach them Torah. Another question is that we know that the Akum, the nations of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the opportunity to receive the Torah, and they refused. So now, what's happening? So many Mefarshim suggest that all these Torah that we're speaking about, that till now was Torah Shebikzav. Our Gemara is referring to Torah Shebalpeh. What is the lesson, explains Reb Tzadik, of covering the Torah with plaster? So he explains that the lesson of covering Divrei Torah with plaster is to show us that Divrei Torah are not understood easily. In order for one to understand Divrei Torah, he has to work on understanding Divrei Torah. You have to take off the plaster. It's not just something that you read and you know automatically. Rav Shimon Omer, Al Gabi Sid Kesua, that they wrote it on top of the plaster. The Kaslahen and the Umas Olam were written with Lamata. The Umas Olam had the Torah on the stones. And the Pasuk says, Laman Ashayimadu Eschem Lassus Kol Halamata, to teach us Shemayim Chayzim Tshuva. If they would have listened to what the Torah says, then they would have had a chance, Hayu Mekabalaisan. Then they Torah would have been, Klai Yisrael would have, the Kaddish Baruch Hu would bring them into Klai Yisrael. I'm Rabbi Bashila. My Talmud Rav Shimon, what does Rav Shimon hold that they first put on plaster and on top of the plaster they wrote the Torah? The Ksiv, Vahaya Amim, Misrified Sid. That the Torah was on top of the plaster. Aliske Sid, the Torah was put on top of the Sid to be able to be written, that's the way it was written. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Sid was on top of the Divrei Torah, says the Gemara, Ki Sid, Mas Smid, Eilat HaKanal B'Sreifa. In other words, the way you work with plaster to fix it is you have to burn it. Af Oysum Kutim, the Akum, Eilam Takana El Sreifa. They were going to Gehenim. Says the Gemara, Kaman Azlahad Tanya. There's a question, will we accept the Zayin HaUmais back into Klal Yisrael? The Pasuk says, Kiseitz L'Mochama Alevech V'Nosna Hashem Alekech V'Shevisa Shivyoi. What is the Pasuk of Shevisa Shivyoi coming to teach us? The Rabbis Knanim Shebechutz La'aretz. That the Knanim and Chutz La'aretz, who we don't have to eliminate, can be accepted into by, with tshuva. Shem chayzim b'tshuva, that if they do tshuva, mekayem b'lanson. Kaman, says the Gemara, Rav Shimon, that just said that we did whatever we could to bring them, to, we gave them opportunity to come back to Klal Yisrael.